News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's military said Monday Russian forces are now focusing their efforts on pushing west towards the Donetsk region, a day after Ukrainian forces retreated from the city of Lyshansk, the last stronghold in Ukraine's eastern Luhansk province. Ukraine's Luhansk regional governor, Sergei Haidai, told the Associated Press Monday that Ukrainian forces had retreated from Lyshansk to avoid being surrounded. Meanwhile, reporter Anna Chernikova in Kyiv tells VOA's Flashpoint program the city of Kharkiv and its vicinity have been under constant attack for weeks.
The city of Kharkiv has been attacked for the past months, and especially for the past weeks. Civilians are saying that it's just, you know, a certain schedule that Russians are using to attack Kharkiv. So every evening at 11 p.m., very intensified missile attacks begin every day. We know that the recent attack by Russians in Kharkiv targeted a big school, quite a big school. It was a gymnasium. So unfortunately, children would not be able to come back to the school in September, and this was planned.
International politicians led by the European Union gathered in Switzerland Monday for the Ukraine Recovery Conference to discuss what Ukraine will need to rebuild following its war with Russia. Attendees of the conference in the lakeside town of Lugana included European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, British Foreign Minister Liz Truss, and host of the meeting, Swiss President Ignacio Cassis. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke via video message to the conference about the needs of the country that now faces widespread devastation. Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal, who attended the conference in person, said Ukraine's three-stage recovery plan needs $750 billion. This is VOA News. Thunderstorms have hampered the search for more than a dozen hikers who remained unidentified.